disappointing result. How do you think your team played?
Yes, in general, of course, we are disappointed here because we want to get at least 1 point today in order to keep our unbeaten run going and also to win valuable points for the fight. In order to earn the right to be allowed to stay in this league. For that, we are, of course, disappointed with this result. Performance-wise, if I'm honest, especially after a really tough 120 minutes at Tottenham, I can't ask for much more, because today we won. All statistics were better in more or less each and every topic. We had more possession, we had more shots on target, we won 55% of our duels, 60% of our aerial duels, so the guys invested everything today. But that's also the proof in football. It's not so much about statistics, and the only statistic that counts are the goals. And anyhow, it's also about effectiveness. I think in general, the first 20 minutes, it was an unbelievable close game. Both teams had their periods. I think we should have been in lead because our team had a great chance, sadly out of 3 or 4 yards. He sadly just missed it and just hit the post. And then they tried to put lots of pressure on us with crossing situations, set piece, and reacted after 20 minutes in the wrong way. Because it's quite normal, then you want to dig in and want to sit a bit deeper and want to have an overload in the center, but this is exactly what you can't do against Sheffield United. It's important that you press further on, because otherwise they always create one overload situation after another on the wings, and they work then with many crosses and set pieces. And although you are in overload in the center, like we were, for example, when we conceded the goal, we're 3-2, then when you're in one moment not switched on, and sometimes you concede such a goal. And that's what happened, and it was important to react then brave and to press higher, to put the ball more into their half, to bring the ball more into their half. And I think the lads did it in a fantastic way in the second half. So we took unbelievable amount of risk, didn't allow them to have any chance. I can't, if I'm honest, really remember save of Tim Krul, if I'm honest, and I still can't explain anyhow how the situation in the second half didn't went in anyhow with Mario and with Josip, and we had a few other situations. It would have changed the whole story, without any doubt. To come back with equalizer, everyone would have said, okay, great point on the road, especially after such a tough game at Tottenham with the equalizer, great character, still unbeaten, a bit team of the moment. But because we didn't bring this ball in this rectangle, or a few inches were left, we are all, of course, disappointed. Everyone speaks about a big setback in the relegation fight, and that's what you have to handle. So it's important right now to stay calm and also to stay level-headed. I think performance-wise, we had a fantastic week. The outcome was 2 wins was, of course, top class. Today, 1 point or even 3 points would have, of course, made out of this a perfect week. It's difficult that we have to accept after this performance a loss, because when you are there with this performance and that good in so many topics, then you also want to travel back from such a tough place anyhow. And anyhow, we have to travel without any point. And for that, we are disappointed 1 or 2 days. But after that, we keep going.
As you say, the main statistic is the scoreline. 6 goals on the road this season in the league. How frustrating is that? It feels you've had to answer that question a lot. But how frustrating, and what can you do now over the running to score some goals?
Yes, it's of course frustrating, but it's also like a bit like with the game itself. So you can't judge it just by the circumstances. We had unbelievable amount of injury problems in the beginning of the season. That's why we are in the most complicated situation of all teams. And it's also quite important that you just judge them by the performance right now. Right now we have the key players back. Right now we are there to be solid in defending. Right now we are also capable to create more chances. And also to judge it in a normal way. Actually, if you would be in the midfield position, everyone would say, great performance, and also great week anyhow. Okay, a bit unlucky outcome with this loss. Actually, we could be there with 1 point or even with 3 points. But we keep going performance-wise, top class. Because we are not, everyone says, oh, what a setback, what do we have to do? And it's a bit the same in terms of scoring goals. And we're good against Leicester, we're good. Also, Tottenham created a lot also today. When I think about the situation of Timo, then the second half anyhow, we can't expect in our situation as the biggest underdog in this league that we create 10 one against one situation on the goalkeeper on this level. It's more like you have to be effective and switch on in order to bring this ball over this rectangle. And we had, I would say, at least two or three situations today where we should have or must score without any doubt in order to win points on this level. Sadly, we missed the chances. So it's more like we had periods there where we didn't look like we could create a lot, yeah, because we had problems with the injuries. Right now, we look really, really decent and really good. Also, in our performance, yeah, it's more like to have then also this effectiveness and this brutality to bring the ball over the line. This is the last thing I still have to ask for. It's difficult, yeah, because you can't copy this situation in training, yeah, to be then really clinical, yeah, when you have to do it in front of like today, I don't know, 40,000 supporters. It's even a bit more difficult to then to be switched on, but yeah, we keep going.
Just one more for me. You don't look for the other teams in favours, but it looks like the other results of the teams around there, they've all got beat as well. So okay, you haven't managed to get any points, but maybe when you calm down as a group, when you look at that, you haven't lost any ground today, so it puts more emphasis on Southampton next week.
Yes, that's right. So it's you will just judge it and judge in this way after a few days. At the moment, it's more like, okay, one game day less, or situation is even more difficult, yeah, because you have one game less, and for that you are disappointed. Yeah, of course, we knew it would have been a bit the team of the moment with 1 point or even 3 points after this fantastic week, and could have closed the gap immense today. We were not capable to do this because we were not effective enough, and for that we are disappointed, but we keep going. Like I said, I think it's also important to feel this pain and disappointment today a bit, because it's more like then also the lesson that you learn to be also switch on in each and every detail, to have this big will to bring the ball with your body anyhow over the final line. So this disappointment helps you in order to be even a bit more greedy to score the goal in the next situation. For that, I don't want to take this disappointment today away. So it's, I think, quite important. I told this already, the players in the dressing room. So it's important that we feel the pain today a little bit. But then after 2 days, like you said, so it's nothing. We don't have to raise the white flag right now. So it's more like, and to raise white flag right now, we will keep going. And we have, of course, important home games right now coming up. But if we deliver with this performance, we definitely have a chance to win points.
Hi. Timo Pukki's not scored for a few weeks now. January, the 22nd. What can you do to get him firing again? And is it the type of player that might affect his confidence on scoring?
Yes, we give him lots of trust without any doubt, and he knows that he has a club and has a head coach who trusts him and who backs him, and these are periods that striker has. That's quite normal. So actually, then there was also a situation there with illness, so it didn't help him then to be available, for example, for the Tottenham game. I think he had a good situation today, and of course, in the first half, actually, it's a situation where Timo actually scores. But even such an experienced player who is probably there, I'm not sure if any other football player on this level has caught that many goals like Timo in 2019. Yeah, when there's a bit drying spell, even he's then struggling a bit with the confidence there, because sometimes you have a striker pyramid. You just have to watch the ball and the ball goes in, and sometimes it's even a situation that out of 4 or 5 yards you don't bring the ball over the line. So what Timo needs is a goal out of open play. So it's more like we can try to do some magic with him or something like this, but I was a striker. The only thing that helps in such situations anyhow, yeah, and sometimes it's just a dirty goal that he deflects a ball anyhow, or perhaps the centre back puts the ball against his back and the ball went in. So it's more like he just needs a goal out of open play. I can't accuse him from investing that much or more, and he tries everything and is also greedy and disciplined in training, works for the team. It's more like what he needs is a goal. So it was 30 years ago that a striker needs in such a situation goal, and will be the same in 30 years, and this is exactly what Timo needs. But it's not like you just have to wait and to pray for it. It's more like you have to bring yourself in positions and stay greedy and go for the on. It's more like I always encourage him to keep going and not to feel sorry for himself. It doesn't help. So it's more like, yeah, come on, keep going and force that you bring the ball anyhow over the line, and then there's a dirty goal, and then anyhow he will score also some fantastic goals for the on. He knows he has club and the head coach who backs him, and for that I hope he will find the finish pretty soon.